Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On our hotline is the one and only Joel Matturi, former athletic director, University of Minnesota, and a lot of other things along the way. And he joins us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Joel, thank you for joining us and sorting this out to an extent as best you can for us.
Well, I'll do my best, Maxie. It's always good to join with you. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Now, can you explain to me, I understand college sports has got all kinds of things going on right now, but Los Angeles to the Big Ten to the East Coast, how does this work?
Well, it works because of the money, Mike, and you know that, and that's just the reality. I mean, in some ways it's you know, you talk about the student athletes and you talk about their welfare and you talk about the academics and you talk about the student athlete experience, and I really truly believe that that everybody's serious about that. But in the end, it's about the money to be able to do all those things and to the extent that they want to do it. Let's be honest, the Rutgers in Maryland got in the Big Ten because of money, because of the expansion of the TV deal with the Big Ten Network. And now we're going to the West Coast and adding USC and UCLA for not only the Big Ten Network contract, but as you know, the negotiations are ongoing right now with Fox and ABC, CBS and ESPN. And it was projected before this announcement that there might be an amount of $1 billion annually to the Big Ten. when the last contract they signed was, what, a six-year deal for $2.6 billion. This is an annual $1 billion contract before these two institutions joined the Big Ten. So it's about the money.
So you take $1 billion, you divide that by the number of members, and I mean, that, it's not exact like that. You got to wait a while before you get full payment and all those things. But in general, you've not paid your budget, but come pretty close.
Oh, there's no question. In fact, the money that was distributed to the institutions in 2020, I think, equaled the budget when I came to the University of Minnesota in 2002. The total budget, you know, so that's just showing how much it's increased in the last 20 years.
Wow. So Joel, but I mean, is there any consideration here geographically to say, you know, if you play at Rutgers and you play at UCLA, this isn't just about that football charter getting some more fuel for the plane. This is about all sports. I understand they'll break it into two divisions and all that stuff. But are the costs that you're going to incur just minimum compared to the payday? Is that it?
Oh, there's no question. The cost is minimal. And I would think, and again, you know, I'm not so sure they thought this whole process through, but I would think that the tennis team from Rutgers would only go to the West Coast once every other year, and sure, they play both teams at the same time and things of this nature. You know, I don't think it would be the annual aspect that we see in so many of the other sports. And they would find ways to do that. They would find ways to put pods together and meet for a weekend, you know, at some location and have four institutions there and compete, things of that nature. There are creative ways to minimize that. And now, the way things are, even academically, you do so many things remotely. You know, we used to worry about that aspect, kids not in class, but that's not necessarily the concern anymore because they can do so much remotely at the same time. So there's a lot of ways to skin the cat, but it is about the money. But it'll be interesting, Mike, and you hinted at it. I mean, initially we talked about the transfer portal, then we talked about NIL, and now we're talking about the collectives that go along with the NIL. And then Oklahoma and Texas, you know, are going to go to the SEC, and you know the Big Ten's responding by taking Southern Cal and UCLA, and who knows what the future that is for Notre Dame and for other institutions, and is there going to be a merger of the now what's remaining in the Pac-12 and the Big 12? And there's a lot of discussion that's going to be added, and you guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. At minimum, Joel Mature, your guest on the hotline tonight, but it's almost going to take a different skill set. I mean, you're almost going to have to reinvent your athletic department, aren't you? Because you're going to have to come up with some people that really understand the NIL and can help their student athletes navigate through it, because a head coach is only going to be able to take that so far without a conflict of interest. Aren't you going to see most athletic departments reassessed here and maybe some positions created?
Well, there's no question that that's going to happen. And I think you've hinted at what concerns me as an old timer and somebody remembers the purity to technically of the college sports. Because, Mike, in my opinion, there's going to be pay for play. And I don't know what that means, you know, to what extent, whether it's going to be an open market and you pay what you want, whether, as you know, they're thinking about having football having in many ways its own NCAA. By that, I mean it's only its own regulations for football, but no limit on staff, no limit on scholarships, you know, as far as monies and things of this nature. And, you know, the college sports as we know it is changing, and it's going to continue to do so.
So let's just say, hypothetically, they say, okay, football, you're your own entity. You guys run yourself like an NFL team. Whatever's left, you can reinvest in the program. Obviously, that's what pays all your non-revenue sports. What happens then? Are they looking at some kind of a hybrid where you run yourselves, you pay guys, you do whatever you want, but X amount of dollars have to come back? Because if not, you're gonna ruin the foundations or the templates of the non-revenue part of it.
Well, depending on how this happens, that's those of us who are champions of the Olympic sports and of a broad-based program are concerned of that kind of future, especially with the pay-for-play model. Because even out of Minnesota, the only, you know, there's only three sports that pay for enough for itself, let alone for all the others, and that's football, men's basketball, and men's hockey. And so, you know, there is obviously a concern there. But at the same time, you know, there's if you go to this model, people haven't figured it out. If there is a pay-for-player, if they become employee-employer relationship, you know, there's so many questions, whether it be taxes, whether it be can you fire somebody, whether it be can they be traded. There's all these things that, you know, I mean, really, I know it sounds crazy.
But a few years ago, somebody told you about the transfer portal and the NIL. That sounded crazy.
Exactly. I mean, and so there's so much to talk about, you know, and as you've heard me say it before, I'm glad I'm old.
You know, I hear you, man. Yeah. I hear you. You know, but put yourself in the Gophers' place. Obviously, yeah. We're here in USC. He's got this great big slush fund. I don't want to call it slush fund. It's legitimate money for players and in football. Yep. How do you think this affects the Gophers in terms of winning and losing?
Well, it depends where it goes. For example, if there's an unlimited number of scholarships, I think that hurts the Gophers. And the reason I say that is because, you know, rightly or wrongly, we don't have a great number of Division I players in our state. We've had some good ones, as we know, and Minnesota has a foundation of great players in the sport of football. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there are more three-star, four-star, five-star athletes going, four-star, five-star especially, going to Ohio State, going to Michigan, going to Notre Dame, going to those places, they're not coming to Minnesota. And if they can then continue to take even more three-stars, you know, then we're getting pretty naturally, I think that would hurt the Minnesotas of the world, if that makes sense. I
mean, you go back to, you know, the Big Two, Little Eight, when it was Ohio State and Michigan, and they used to have, I don't know, 100 and some scholarships they could give. Well, what in essence happened, and what you're alluding to here is, They take the top guys they want. Then they take the guys and tell them they're the top guys. And those are the guys that Minnesota and Wisconsin would have fought for. And now they're going to go to those schools. And unbeknownst to them, they're going to end up on the third, fourth, or fifth team, right?
I believe so. Now, again, you still have the transfer portal.
Yes, so you got some leverage.
And so that'll make it even, you know, it'll be more of that. I mean, there'll be more. We won't see kids staying 4 years like we once did. You know, that became part of our family. I mean, they became part of our fabric. Doesn't happen. And it won't happen as much as it once did. And we'll get used to it. Those of us who are still fans be great. But I think it's going to be a different kind of a model. And I'm not so sure something that some of the old guard will appreciate, that athlete's being paid. Now, at the same time, here we just mentioned before USC and Southern Cal, $1 billion annually. It's going to be even greater than that, possibly, the media rights deal with those two institutions. You know, then the athlete on the field is saying, hey, I should get a part of it. And I understand that logic.
Right. So you've got the NIL money. Yeah. That's one thing. Yeah. But they're looking at this saying, NIL, look what you're getting here. But that could help Minnesota, right? Because as of right now, at least, compared to at least what I'm hearing, you know, ears to the ground and talking to folks, the Gophers have not been real competitive on NIL numbers compared to some of the other schools. I don't think the Gophers are at the bottom. I just think they're a part of a lot of teams that haven't figured out how to work the NIL yet, and some teams have.
Well, I think there's truth to that, and I think, you know, we are in a pro city, which has some positives for our style of life, but also, you know, from standpoint of, you know, when you're in some of these other places, that's the only show in town, and there's still these companies and these booster individuals can only give so much money to so many, you know, people or entities. And I think we have a little bit more competition in regards to that. And so I think that's one of the reasons we don't have the numbers via the collectives that some of the institutions have.
But, you know, Joe, I was just at a basketball tournament the other night, a summer tournament with some of the top players in the state, and they're talking about a few of the kids and where they got offers. And I'm not kidding you. The next question is, you know, how much is each one going to be able to produce for him in money? I mean, you never used to think, you just talk about, boy, he's got some nice choices. Now you're going, okay, those are your four choices. Which one, in essence, can pay the most?
Well, there's no question. And you know, if you're a young person, you know, that dollar makes a difference, you know. You would like to think long term. You know, if you come to the University of Minnesota, you do the right thing, you get that degree, you do all, you know, you'll be rewarded. Just like we have many of our former athletes, even those who turned pro, come back and live here because it's a great place. There's a lot of positives about Minnesota and about the University of Minnesota. But I think the rich are going to get even richer. And that is a tough pill to swallow in some ways.
Wow. I got to tell you, I've never been as fascinated in recent years about a story of the transfer portal and the NIL, because I don't think I've ever seen anything as transformative as this is going to be. You concur?
Well, there's no question. And the other thing, you talk about transformation, you know, the NCAA is going through a transformation committee.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the NCAA that you and I know is not going to be the NCAA tomorrow.
Yep.
And what that means, none of us know. And there's going to be change. How much, how quick, how impactful that is will continue to be interesting. But there's so many changes that are going on in college athletics today, all at the same time. It's almost hard to comprehend.
Joel, always appreciate it. Have a great 4th of July, and hopefully we will talk again real soon.
You as well, Maxie. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Joel Maturi.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.